The law itself has already been set forth. But Plowden gives us the reason for it. Says Plowden, the whale so caught belongs to the king and queen, quote, because of its superior excellence, end quote. And by the soundest commentators this has ever been held a cogent argument in such matters. But why should the king have the head and the queen the tail? A reason for that, ye lawyers. In his treatise on Queen Gold, or Queen Pin Money, an old King's Bench author, one William Prynne, thus discourseth, quote, ye tail is ye queen's, that ye queen's wardrobe may be supplied with ye whalebone, end quote. Now this was written at a time when the black limber bone of the Greenland or right whale was largely used in ladies' bodices, but this same bone is not in the tail, it is in the head, which is a sad mistake for a sagacious lawyer like Prynne. But is the queen a mermaid to be presented with a tail? An allegorical meaning may lurk here. There are two royal fish so styled by the English law writers, the whale and the sturgeon, both royal property under certain limitations, and nominally supplying the 10th branch of the crown's ordinary revenue.